From the field to the track to the court, here's WBTM Sports.
The GW Eagles beat Amherst on Friday night 28-14. The win was career win number 100 at GW for head coach Nick Anderson.
You know, I've been blessed to have a lot of really good football teams and a lot of kids come through our program that, you know, laid it all on the line. And, you know, we've had some really good seasons here. And to get 100, you know, in the beginning of our 13th year is something special. Definitely can't do it by myself. And I've got so much help, and I'm very blessed to have such a good team and good coaching staff.
Sanford Lipscomb had 3 touchdowns, and Alex Brandon had 147 yards rushing in the win as GW improved to 1-1. For the first time in nearly 2 years, the Tunstall football team won a game on Friday as they beat Chatham 43-6. Tunstall head coach Kirkland Brown gave his team credit for bouncing back from last week.
You know, we fell up just short last week, 49-42, and that was really tough because we were up 2 scores in the 3rd quarter and just kind of let that one go away. That kind of stung. So it was just big for us to be able to bounce back.
Tunstall is now 1-1 on the season. In other high school action from Friday, Gretna beat Bassett in a shootout 48-41, and Dan River fell to Halifax 29-17. Both teams are now 1-1 on the season. Danville native Peyton Sellers finished in first place and won his 8th South Boston Speedway Championship on Sunday. The win was the 7th of the season for Sellers, who entered the day tied with Trevor Ward at the top of the point standings. In NASCAR, Denny Hamlin picked up the win at the Enjoy Illinois 300 yesterday. Chase Briscoe, Chase Elliott, Ryan Blaney, and Joey Logano rounded out the top 5. John Nemechek, Christopher Bell, Bubba Wallace, Chris Buescher, and Ty Gibbs finished 6th through 10. In NFL action, the Washington Commanders beat the New York Giants 21-6. Jaden Daniels had over 300 yards of total offense and a passing touchdown in the win. The Carolina Panthers lost to the Jacksonville Jaguars 26-10 to open the season with a loss. With sports, I'm Ryan Stone.